Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay, so here's Google when you sign into a new device.
Who are you? Who are you working for? Provide proof.
Check your text messages for a four-digit code.
Don't you know me?
Facial recognition. Everybody knows John.
John anyway. Potter and Jay Biggs. That's good morning, right. All live and local every Saturday morning.
That's right. It is the weekend, and you can call.
What a weekend. Oh, yeah. I got to say, it's 42 degrees right now, and oh, my gosh, never has 42 degrees
felt better.
Felt more like 70.
I know. I came out this morning in shorts and actually let my dog go to the bathroom. I couldn't believe it.
The shorts are out.
Well, they have been for most. They're those Northern Nevadans that just all year long that they wear, you know, flip-flops and shorts anyways. Yeah. So good morning, everybody. It is, as John mentioned, the weekend right here, live and local. 775-884-9910 is our phone number. We encourage you to always call in. Please talk to us if there's something you want to talk about, or you can also text if you're a little shy. You don't want to call in and talk to Craig. He won't bite, I promise. 775-884-9910.
Coming on the show this morning, Nevada Assemblyman P.K. O'Neill, Jeff Yoshimoto of Masters Tree and Lawn Care.
Yes.
He actually has a master's. I think it's hydrology or something like that. But my gosh, I had to get a tree guy on after the storms we had.
Right.
Katanya Taylor of Health Freedom Nevada, working to give Nevadans more control over our health care. And Paula from A&J Sweet Confections. So we got trees, health care, and chocolate. The perfect combination.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you need all those three. So it is going to be a fun morning, obviously, right here. And, of course, as we always started off, it's time now for News and Comment with John Potter.
Lots of good local news. Well, I wouldn't say good. Local news. Yeah. All right. There's been a renewed effort by Democrats in the Nevada legislature. I'm going to ask PK about this. To get some new gun control bills passed. These three bills are no doubt getting a push after recent school shootings like the one in Nashville last month. One bill would ban homemade guns in Nevada and raise the age to own semi-automatic shotguns and military-style weapons from 18 to 21. Another prohibits owning a gun within a decade of a gross misdemeanor or hate crime conviction. The third bans guns within 100 yards of a voting location, which might even make that area less safe, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not like the people who sneak around guns announce them.
Have we had an issue at the voting polls with guns? I don't remember any mass shootings or anything like
that.
Well,
now we're not going to have somebody at the voting polls, if this passes and signed, that does have a gun to protect
us. Even an officer?
It says...
That makes no sense.
Guns are banned within 100 yards of a voting location. I don't see the exceptions. There might be.
Can you imagine, like, someone from the legislature approaches a cop? I'm going to need your gun.
Anyway, killers don't go by the rules. Law-abiding gun owners do. Many Republicans say the bills discriminate. Well, you got the age discrimination right there, 18 to 21, and are unconstitutional. Governor Lombardo's website says he, quote, supports the right of all law-abiding citizens to own a firearm if they so choose.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Democrats in the Nevada legislature are still trying to ban the siren that goes off in Minden at 5 o'clock every day. The city says the red siren on a steel tower behind the fire department honors their volunteer firefighters and first responders. Lawmakers like Dallas Harris, Democrat of Las Vegas, call it a sundown siren that lets people of color know they have to leave town.
What? And where is this at?
Minden.
That was the original reason it was put up. And
you know, they say that. I looked around for the actual ordinance. I have not seen it.
I think Douglas County Commission has already changed it so that there will be no sirens or bells or whistles.
Well, there you go.
I But it was population of Mindanao. I mean,
this was back in that back in the day. But
well, we're talking 1920.
But then they moved it. They also moved it from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock as agreement to, you know, get that stigma away from the 5 o'clock.
Well, anyway, it doesn't mean that now, right?
Well, yeah, but obviously some people can't get away from it. I mean,
from 1920.
But still, I'm okay. All I'm saying is, I've been to Mindan. There doesn't seem to be a heavy black population.
It's at the fire department. They say it honors their volunteer firefighters and first responders. I've not seen in print this ordinance from 1921 that notated people of color.
The Mindan Fire Department literally refuses to go to a person of color's home and put out their fire, it's not racist. Yeah.
Well, according to our illustrious owner, Mr. Evans, currently, until this ordinance passes in Douglas County, the siren goes off currently at 12 noon and 6 p.m. each day.
The Mindan town manager said the siren was first purchased by volunteer firemen for emergency response and used to run twice a day as part of a test for insurance requirements. But the new bill bans all sirens in Nevada, considered by tribal members to be racist. A similar bill passed in 2021, but a loophole, as Craig was talking about, they changed the time on it, and that was a loophole. Has the Mindan siren still going off? Other sirens can be found in Fallon, Ely, and Elko. Those go off at noon. Eureka has one that sounds at 9 p.m. that signifies their curfew.
I'm sorry, but the one at noon sounds more like a wake-up call.
The one at noon, Story County up in Virginia City, every day at noon, it goes off.
That very common all over the country. I remember, I'm from upstate New York, the town of Utica, New York, I don't know if they still do it, would play chimes at noon of The Impossible Dream. You know the song?
Yeah.
To drink the impossible dream. Every day at noon, it was supposed to inspire people.
Well, I was just going to say, what about those evil churches out there that are playing the church bells? Now that's going to start to offend people.
Chimes and sirens were very common.
I mean, if you're not a Christian, right, do you want to hear church bells all day? So tell those churches to stop playing those bells. Do you see what I'm saying? It's just getting, like, come on.
Well, the towns, choose, especially Ely, Elko, Fallon, say their sirens let people know it's a curfew.
Wake up! It's noon!
Eureka, I should say, which Pete Gokachia of Eureka, lawmaker, says, Republican senator, he says, that has no racist connotations in Eureka, his territory, that it's just a curfew siren. Now, the Democrat lawmaker who's pushing it through talked back to Gokachia and said, in Las Vegas, we got a curfew and we don't need a siren to enforce it. We're moving into a new age, sir.
Gosh.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down.
I'm telling you, at this point, I'm thinking that they're just thinking of things to keep their income coming in. I mean, what are they doing down there?
Anyway, if the town in Mindan says that it's right there at the fire department, they say it's to honor volunteer firemen. I'll go with that. I don't have the memory from 1920. Sorry.
Nobody does. That's the dumbest thing ever.
If you can raise a little light on this, 775-884-9910, what do you think? All right, the man who drove into a small crowd of people near the homeless shelter on East 4th Street goes back to court on murder charges May 16th. David Turner waived his plea hearing. Police say running into the three, which killed 55-year-old Michelle Jardine, was intentional. Two others suffered life-threatening injuries, one still in the hospital. Turner is still in jail after he was denied bail. Police say he has already confessed at the scene.
What was the reasoning?
Just this guy just
didn't like homeless people or something, or was there an issue between the four?
When I first heard about this, yes, he had homeless experience and he ran over a homeless person. I thought it was something personal, or it could be a crazy move.
Maybe a drug deal gone wrong.
Maybe like that lady who ran down the people in 1978 in downtown Reno. Maybe the same deal there. Anyway, he already confessed. Democrat Senator Jackie Rosen of Southern Nevada says she's running for re-election and already has $6 million in her campaign war chest. She raised $2.4 million in the first quarter of 2023 alone. A lot of money, folks. Money in politics.
The campaign chest.
The Nevada DMV has something new. It's a way for you to register complaints online.
Yeah, I saw this.
They're not talking about complaints against the DMV, which would be very popular. No, they're talking about, like, if you have an issue with a car dealer or garage or other seller. The TV station I watched did a whole story about this, but never said what the website was.
Right.
And I couldn't find it on the DMV website. Sorry.
Well, I think they're going to launch
it. Typical government press release.
Right. Well, so they do. Apparently, they have a whole team of investigators. I didn't know that they investigate things like driver's license card theft and other DMV, I guess you could say, like articles. Or, well, yeah. So there is a team.
A lot of people get ripped off.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, titles for
cars. I'm surprised they didn't have this before. I think they did, though. They've had investigators.
They have, but I think it's just finally we got to. An electronic way to do it other than stepping in the DMV and saying, hey, I got an issue.
The Washoe County School District posted an invite for parents and anybody else concerned about school safety to attend their annual safety forum. The safety forum is from 5:30 to 6:45 p.m. May 11th at Trainer Middle School on Carville Drive, Reno. Superintendent Susan Enfield said in a video posted on Twitter that they're looking for ideas from the public to make schools safer. You might try, I don't know, this sounds a little crazy, discipline. Call me a nut, but, you know, back in my day, and I hate doing that. I hate doing the back
the
in my day business.
The principal can't have the paddle anymore,
yes, I'm
John.
Old. But back in my day, we had Saturday school.
Oh, my gosh,
we
yes.
got paddled.
You're right, I did too.
We had to stay late at school in extra study hall or go outside and pick up garbage. I'm serious.
I had in-school suspension where you were basically at a desk looking at a wall all day long.
Oh, yeah. Sat in a corner.
Yeah.
You were sat in a corner. I had one teacher swat me with a ruler.
Did you ever get a dunce hat?
Does anybody remember this, or did they all just do these things to me? I'm not saying I want anybody hitting kids, but I did not mess around with the threats of authority. Saturday school. School on a precious Saturday was enough to keep me in line. Personally, and speaking for many teachers who are not allowed to use discipline themselves anymore, I say absolutely the school should have the right to call the parents to come get their kid when they're acting up. If mom or dad is losing time at work to do that, maybe they're going to start making their kid behave. But I've heard so many teachers say they can't do anything about these kids who disrupt everything, preventing everybody else from learning. You can't expel anymore, apparently. From what it sounds like.
Yeah. Now, it has to be something pretty hardcore, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, look, we still sit Jay in a corner, and it's working very well.
And I got a dunce hat on.
Listen.
You're not the only person that sits me in a corner. Believe that, John.
775-884-9910. We talk about anything local. 775-884-9910. Hopefully we'll get back with some calls, Jay.
Yeah, that would be nice. All right, it is Live and Local, the weekend with John Potter, Jay Biggs right here, 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. It's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 9:19.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
I think it's adorable when they put jokes on the sides of snacks like this one. Serving size, two cookies.
Right. Who eats two cookies?
Hey, try a little bit later to call in. The phones are not working right now, so we hear. But hopefully later on we'll be able to take some calls and talk about all this stuff that's going on.
That's right. And you can always check out our podcast if you want to see, you know, like our actually hear retro episodes of the show at 991fmtalk.com. Go to the drop down, click podcast, and right there's hours 1, 2, and 3. You can do the same thing about 10 minutes after the end of this show today and check this show out if you didn't get a chance to listen live.
Well, for once, I bet there's no issue with traffic. Right?
You're right. Check it out. Yeah, might as well.
I can't imagine.
Well, you know, it is early and you never know. But yeah, you're right. That was a pretty good guess. There's nothing going on right now in the way of major slowdowns, instance. You know, we still have that 338. Here's maybe a question because I haven't actually gone down there. I haven't gotten any official word necessarily from NDOT. And I can't imagine that they've closed off this road that long because of the winter travel. But maybe the 338. South of Smith Valley, we have a lot of listeners out there on 92.3 in Smith and Mason Valley. If you know why that 338 is closed off, please enlighten me, because I'm talking about it daily on traffic, and I never got any...
Where does it go to and from?
Oh, well, it goes through Bald Mountain area and goes down into the California state line to Bridgeport. Basically, it's from Smith Valley to Bridgeport, if you're going to be going that direction. That
I believe it was a mudslide or rock slide.
Really? Okay, because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, it's been some time, but
we're
going to
get into mudslide season here. Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine there's not a lot of people that live on that route. That's a long stretch that's closed off the California state line to all the way to Smith Valley. So I could just, you know, just curious what's going on down there, because we got a lot of listeners and it's good to have you folks out there as our eyes and ears on the roads.
Have you ever seen a car or truck with California plates use a blinker?
No, they're all.
I have not seen that.
You know, my dad always said I could make a killing if I owned a turn signal repair shop, because they're all broken. Maybe they're out of blinker fluid, John. Who knows?
Well, besides mudslides, the wildflowers are definitely going to be stunning and everywhere soon. The hillside, fluorescent green, the trees, bushes, and river will never look so healthy as they will next week. I can still see snow-covered mountains from here and Tahoe, and the look is amazing. Oh, and spring skiing is going to go on at Mammoth till August.
Right.
Did you hear that?
You know, well,
we heard, summer skiing, really.
You heard our own Phil Galbraith. He said that if it's going to be open on the 4th of July, he's going skiing this year. So I think we're going to have to maybe make him stick to that promise.
I love snow, but this last winter had me looking at moving to Costa Rica. I got to admit.
Oh. Well, I will say, after this winter, I understand why a lot of older folks especially moved to, like, Arizona and Florida. I tell you, because the cold kills me. And it's not just me. It's a lot of people because, you know, like, when I'm out Ubering or talking to folks or whatever, that's like, the main topic is, man, what a winter we just had.
I'd like my garden to live outside instead of in my kitchen and garage. Thank you.
You just grow herbs, John.
So did you see the CMT Music Awards this week?
No.
Who were those people?
Right.
I've never seen this. They had to bleep words on a country music awards show.
It's not country.
On a country music show, they bleeped words. They had Slash from Guns N' Roses.
This is what I'm saying.
Dancing drag queens were on this show. A singer called Jelly Roll with a tattooed face.
We're all now woke.
Peter Frampton introducing a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute on the CMT Awards. What's going on here? I said it was a country awards, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that Ram truck stage was insulting, giving real country artists 30 seconds to sing after a rock group did a complete song. This whole thing happened in Austin, Texas.
Oh, well, and that explains a lot. Come on,
and
John.
I sincerely hope Governor Abbott can stop this from happening again and arrest the guilty parties.
I'm sorry, but if you want real country music, you've got to tune in to 102.5 KCMY. That is real country music here in Reno. I can say that because it's under our Evans broadcast umbrella right here at our station.
Brooks and Dunn, where are you? What were you doing that night? I don't get it.
Here's a general rule, John. If there's no steel guitar, forget about it. It's not country.
And speaking of TV, I've been binging the original Hawaii 5-0 on Pluto TV, the true granddaddy of cop shows. And here's something of interest.
I thought it was Miami Vice.
Did you know that Shin Ho was played by Cam Fong?
What?
I thought, what's the difference? But then I realized that over in China, the Chinese are saying, Jack Lord is Steve McGarrett. What's the difference? I don't know. I think of things when I watch TV. Can anybody explain that? 775-884-9910. Oops, nope. The phone's not working.
No. Well, yeah, it isn't right this moment, but that's okay.
It never
you can
does.
Text. You can text right now. That is open. 775-884-9910. I promise I can get those texts from you right here. So
should have stayed at IHOP.
No, you're okay. I mean, did you wonder to yourself, it's China. Are there Chinese food restaurants in China, or is it just called local cuisine?
Now you got me really. Where's the aspirin?
I know. I had to get you thinking.
Such a bad man teasing the ex-anchor man here.
Well, it's okay. So, John, so how was your week? Let's talk about that because, you know, this week you were supposed to go to the El Dorado for a show. You didn't go, right? And that was on Friday.
My wife wasn't feeling good.
Oh, no.
She caught something in Las Vegas.
Well, yeah.
When we touched something. I don't know.
Right. Well, I hope she feels better. That's too bad for
you. And I did not catch it. What does that tell you?
You're vaxxed, right?
All right. Before I get into trouble, let's break for Fox News. John Potter, Jay Biggs.
That's right. It's live and local. The weekend right here. John Potter, Jay Biggs. 99.1 FM talk. In Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3. Your FM news talk time is 9:30.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1.
And 92.3.
FM talk.
It's live and local, the weekend, right here. John Potter, Jay Biggs, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. I've got official word from Craig down in Carson City. Our phone lines are officially open, 775-884-9910. I encourage you, once again, 775-884-9910, to call or text in. We will get it right here.
Well, John, the media this week covered Trump like they captured Osama bin Laden, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
Gets bigger ratings and reporting on the things that really matter to us, you know, inflation, high housing, food, taxes, healthcare prices.
And it's like just
out of control crime.
Let's sweep all that under the rug.
Chaos at the border.
Gosh, John.
Fentanyl overdoses, looming recession. Don't report those. That reflects negative. Instead, you know, just constantly Trump still. And this New York DA doesn't really go after the violent criminals, you know.
No, he helps them out.
Priorities.
Gives them amnesty.
Liberals are mad at 60 Minutes for interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene last Sunday, one of the most controversial Republican congresspersons. As we know, it's only okay for 60 Minutes to interview people the liberals agree with. I don't know what went wrong with that show last Sunday. Those that they disagree with are getting all this free network airtime, and that is not good for the country.
You don't want to give them freedom of speech now, do you? You don't want to hear both sides and possibly make your own mind up, do you?
So you had another crash.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
I didn't talk about
this.
Sad
to say, in Reno lately, now people are not as shocked or surprised that, okay, I had two crashes in, what, 3 months?
Right. Well, okay. So, yeah, the car was down for a month.
Yeah.
Luckily, this one was very minor, and it didn't happen in Reno. It happened in Carson City. So, I had the weirdest Monday ever, and I decided, okay, I'm just going to do one more trip, go down to Carson City, drop this lady off, and then I'm going to head back home. I need to get gas.
This lady? Oh, you mean a customer?
Yeah, for Uber, sorry. Sorry, I was doing Uber. And anyway, on the way back, I said, you know what? I'm going to fill up my gas in Carson City at Costco because it's cheaper down here, as Craig always says. So, I went over to the Carson City at Costco, and as you enter there on Old Clear Creek, I don't know if you know, like,
I've been there.
Okay, well, there's the first pull-in, which is the actual pull-in for Costco customers, and then the second one is for the gas station.
I don't like the way it's set up.
Well,
it doesn't really give enough room.
You're right, and so I didn't know, so I'm approaching that first turn. I'm slowing down like I might be turning in, but I don't have a signal or anything on. I'm just looking to see, and I see the gas pumps are at the next one, so I go to the next one. A gentleman pulling out, I guess he just thought I was turning in that first one. He just keeps pulling, and he goes straight into basically my wheel and my rear quarter
panel. He saw you, right?
He had to have, John. He just assumed I was turning or something, right? So, boom. So, I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. The rear quarter panel of my car is messed up. I look at my rear view just to see if he's stopping. He's not. But he's not, like, fleeing. He's just kind of, like, creeping like he's just driving along. I'm like, what? So, I turn my car around, put my turbo on, fly up to the street, past like five cars. I finally catch the guy at Old Clear Creek turning northbound onto 395, and he's an old guy. He's like 70 years old.
Oh, he's leaving the scene.
Oh, yeah, he's totally like, anyway, so I get up behind him, I get out of my car, and I walk up to his vehicle, and I start knocking, like, you know, on his window, like, hey, you just hit me, pull over. And he starts looking at me like, I don't know, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. And just as that happens, I can't say his name, but a great listener, a good patriot as well, pulled up right behind us in his pickup truck, and he goes, hey, if you need a witness, I just saw that gentleman hit you. And the guy goes, I'm an ex-Carson City sheriff.
Oh, lucky
so he
you.
Pulls up next to the guy
that
and he goes, sir. Yeah, I know, right? He goes, sir, you just hit this gentleman. I advise you to pull over right now. And so the guy is pretty much forced at that point. He was trying to flee. This old dude was trying to flee. And so we pull over into the Bodine's parking lot. Hmm. And he tells me that, oh, you know, I said, you know, you hit me, right? And he goes, well, I thought it was my groceries falling off of my seat, you know, that I just got from Costco. And the cop looks at me and he goes, sir, I was in a truck behind you with my music blaring and I heard you hit the guy.
My mind.
You know, and so the dude was doing everything to just anyway. So with that witness and everything, all it took was literally me calling State Farm that afternoon and them saying, okay, let us call the guy. The guy admitted fault because of the witness only. And then they had me send pictures. And within 24 hours, I had my payment for everything in my wallet.
That's a great thing about computers is efficiency. And you would think now in some cases it
I guess so, but you
takes
hear about,
longer.
Yeah, but. I was going to say you hear about like horror stories, but it's because of that gentleman, that listener, mm-hmm. who's a listener of 99.1. And
everybody
and so,
nags me to get cameras in the car. And
you don't have to go that far, I don't think.
Well, it's something to show the police, you know, when they come out to make sure that it's...
Well, yeah, so like for instance in Russia, mm-hmm. The insurance there is even more expensive than like our United States SR-22.
Where
so,
did you get that piece of trivia?
Well, go online, look up Russian car crashes. Here's why I know this.
I'm not going to look up Russian car crashes.
Every crash, pretty much, unless someone's either you know unable to have a camera or just didn't have it in their car, has been caught on camera in like the last 15 years in Russia. Well, I'm telling you. So there's just unlimited car crashes from Russia online.
I've picked up the new habit of when the light turns green, I do look both ways. Now.
Oh, you have? You should.
Just
that saved my life so many
times.
Just
like driver school back in the 70s. I brought that back. I see so many red light runners.
You know, is there any driving habits? Maybe some of our listeners out there, this could be a good topic for sure.
My habit is getting lost.
Getting lost. Well, you know, maybe there's something that you can tell us that you've done your whole entire life and it's saved you or
what
you
gets
know, saved
me
someone
is
else, or...
our ancestors navigated the ocean using only the stars, and here I am missing exits with my GPS.
Well, John, I mean, okay, so I mean,
we're slaves to technology.
Google Maps always tells me recalculating route constantly.
This is why I say we got a Mars rover. We're controlling a Mars rover almost, 800,000 miles away, but we still can't make a cappuccino machine at the 7-Eleven that doesn't overflow. I'm sorry, but there's just some things in the world that are just like, what's going on?
All right, more random stuff on the way. Our first guest, we're talking trees and lawn care at a time when just about everybody I know has broken branches in their backyard from those storms.
Yeah, definitely.
I got a lot of questions on that.
That's going to be a good segment, actually, because we're going to have, and once again, I always encourage people to call in. That's one of the fun parts of our show. That's why it's live and local. It is the weekend right here with you. 775-884-9910, call or text in. We can get that. Now, John, we are probably going to have PK O'Neill come in mm-hmm. from the Nevada Legislature.
Sure.
And hopefully we'll get word on what time he'll be in soon. I wanted to touch base on this with you real quick. We're ahead of times, obviously, being here on the FM side with talk radio. But in the past, a lot of FM talk has been on the AM side. And I recently heard, I did not know about this. But
okay, a lot of FM talk has been on the AM side?
I'm sorry, what?
You said a lot of the FM talk has been on the AM side.
Oh, I'm sorry, the AM talk. And it's on something
a lot of the talk.
Yes, that's okay. I expect it from Craig, and I want it. But what I'm saying is that like a lot of the talk radio has usually been on the AM side, and now a lot of it's moving to the FM side. And we've been ahead of the curve, obviously, with having an FM talk station. But coming up in 2024 and going forward, I heard that they're not going to be putting in AM radios in cars anymore.
Why not?
It has something to do with the...
Craig knows everything. Craig, why not?
No, well, as far as on electric vehicles, EVs, it's because electricity, if you're in a car listening to AM and you pass under a high-tension power line,
yeah,
you lose your signal. Well, you would lose your signal in your car all the time because of all the electricity you have.
Well, we're used to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this would be all the time. You wouldn't even be able to turn an AM on. Hear anything.
What?
Yeah,
why?
Because in your electric vehicle generates so much interference.
You're an engineer, right?
Kind of, sort of.
You mean to tell me the engineers can't figure out a solution?
They're not.
Don't
even
they put a
try.
Bunch of resistors on there stuff?
It's going to the wayside.
Oh, come on!
John.
I don't buy that.
AM is slowly fading out.
AM is dying. Yes. AM radio is going
to That's not for Ford to decide.
So no longer in the middle of Wyoming will you be able to pick up a Catholic radio
that's
station.
That's not for Ford to decide. And I don't buy this. Oh, we can't figure out how to get AM radio on a radio.
No, I think part of
that's
it, too, is
such
I think
BS.
Part of
Come
it,
on.
Too, is the FCC is going to grab those frequencies back and redistribute them to something else.
You keep your hands off the old people's radio.
Propaganda. AM 16.
Well, my thing is, like, if you're driving through up leaving Carson City, heading north through into Washoe mm-hmm. Valley, the signs on the side of the road for road information go to AM such and such. I think it's 680 or 650 or something like that. And
well,
I'd be flabbergasted if road
you engineers can't figure out a solution. That's just crazy.
Hey, don't let me in.
I don't believe it. I don't buy excuses anymore.
Well,
but you're really good at making them up.
Ford says. take a break.
All right. We'll be back. It is Live and Local right here, and it is the weekend. John Potter, Jay Biggs. Once again, we encourage you to call in 775-884-9910 or text if you're too shy to talk to us. It is the weekend right here on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is now 9:45.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3.
It is the weekend right here at 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. We are live each and every Saturday morning from 9 to noon.
What shares the blame on school shootings? Everybody has an opinion on this. Is it a collapse in parenting? A lack of responsibility or morals among the young? Violence and no discipline in schools? Violent video games and movies? If these young killers are influenced by anything, I've always believed it's the news media. When an unbalanced kid walks into a school and starts shooting, it becomes a major media event. I mean, cable news, they drop regular programming, and they go round the clock with it, and the tragic story is given a logo. Sometimes even they have this dramatic theme, you know, playing. The killer, dead or alive, becomes a part of history.
Yeah.
Everybody knows their name. The message is clear to other disturbed kids around the country. If I shoot up my school, I can be famous. The TV will talk about nothing else but me. Experts will try to figure out what I was thinking. The kids and teachers at school will see that they shouldn't have messed with me. I'll go out in a blaze of glory. So these events, Sandy Hook, Robb Elementary, and what happened in Asheville last month, influenced by CNN, Nightly News, all the other news media who glorify the killers in the guise of explaining them. I'm waiting for the first newspaper that will no longer feature school killings on page one and the newscast that won't give the name of the school shooters. I always refused to do that when I was anchoring. I did not want any part of giving the killers the fame that they wanted.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, I remember being in school, and there were kids that would get in, like, gang fights. And the kids, it was almost like they wanted the cops to carry them out and be seen, like, to get some cred or something like that, you know, being, like, handcuffed. So the police wouldn't even handcuff the kids or anything, even if they did, like, a violent crime in my school. They would just take them to the car, you know, like, walk them there instead of giving them that, yeah, look at me, I'm in handcuffs, and I'm a badass, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I understand, because what it almost feeds them, because the ones that are out there that are, I don't want to say like Jeffrey Dahmer times or anything like that, but like, you know, like they have some possible fame they could get, you know. Let's say they're really depressed, they feel like a nobody, and they're like, this is my way of being a somebody, is taking people out with me or something, you know. And it's sad, because if you glorify it, then that kind of gives a little bit of, you know, a kick to those people that could be doing that, I think. And that's something you got to watch out for.
Another thing about the media, I know crime is up, but our country is not more dangerous and tragic, and we're portrayed that way. There are many good people who hunt, go to shooting ranges, or just use them to protect their family, especially here in northern Nevada. We need to stop being attacked and blamed every time there's a shooting. They say nothing about the thousands of shootings in the big cities like Chicago, where they also have strict gun laws. Gun laws only make it easier for the criminals to commit the crimes. I only bring this up because Nevada legislature is facing three new bills, to restrict guns even more. So you got to have something to say about that. And as I said, we're going to have PK on from the Nevada legislature about that. But next, we're talking with our tree guy.
Yeah, that'll be fine. And you can always call in or, you know, comment as well by text 775-884-9910. After we got off the air last week, John, I had kind of a fun weekend. It was my annual WrestleMania. So I just did my little WrestleMania party. Me and my lady.
A WrestleMania party?
Well, it's just a party for me, really, honestly. And she was there with me. So it was just, I guess you could call that a party.
Is this a date we're talking about? Did you wrestle her?
No. Okay, well, that's, we're talking about the actual watching of the show. WrestleMania happens every year if you're a wrestling fan. I know I'm kind of a nerd for
here?
It.
Here? It doesn't happen here, though.
No, right. Gosh, no. This year was at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. So
oh,
two-night
you
event.
Are a fan.
Well, yeah, and I've been to a lot of them. So, yeah, anyway, so that's what I did. That's what my Saturday and
what
Sunday
is,
consisted of. And then
WrestleMania party like?
Well,
you wear shorts and
yeah,
no shirt?
Lots of blankets. Yeah, stuff like
you
that.
Yell
you
yell a lot.
Know? Yeah, soda.
Bring
you know.
The mattresses out of the bedroom to do your own stuff in the living
no,
room.
No, I have an extra thick, deep couch.
He
I just take the I
live.
Take No, I take the pillows off the couch.
Yep.
But anyway, so yeah, I had that. Had a few good days, and then, I don't know, the last couple days have been kind of downhill like crazy, but whatever.
Yet, he has a heart. He's also wanting to lock his love in love lock.
Yeah, we'll see about that. We're going to see about that.
What is that like?
I don't know. I've never done it.
From the looks of it, I don't think they have any more room for any more locks, and, you know, Lockwood isn't that big, but...
Yeah.
It's free, right, Jay?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, it does cost $20. It does cost $20.
What?
To go. Yeah. Well, not to just go and put. You can put any padlock.
You know,
on
I don't
there,
know if they.
But
were...
there's a Love Lock lock. There's an actual yeah. lock that you get that says Love Lock on it. It's like heart shaped.
I didn't know this, but a lot of towns do this. A lot of towns do the same deal. I wonder who was first.
I think it
but
was. I think it was in France
it's
on
in
the
China
bridge
or something like
France.
That.
You're oh. right. That's
they
where
actually
I heard
had
it
to.
Started.
I think they actually had to replace that bridge. They, if I'm not mistaken, they this past year or two they basically not demolished but detached the bridge and moved it somewhere else and put a new one in place and they started all over again putting more locks on.
Anyways.
Well, all right. Well.
Well, when I get done trying
sure
to figure out what I've done
lock,
wrong,
though,
I will. I will maybe figure that out. Oh, no, we'll see. Anyways, oh, we do have a text here from one of our listeners. Tim Walker from itsyourmoneybook.com. Hello.
Spam?
Yep, exactly.
No, he
well,
actually he wants to be a guest if you look at the previous text.
Oh, okay, yeah, see, oh, that's right. He's available next Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, reach out to me. That's all you got to do. Tim, I'm the easiest person to find in Reno, I believe. So reach out.
Cool.
775-884-9910. We would love to have you on. Or just send me a text. How about that?
Bring a pizza.
Yes. I don't know if itsyourmoneybook.com is going to have pizza or not. Mm. But we'll see. I don't know. We will possibly here in the future there. I did talk to a gentleman who owns a place called Mofo's Pizza in South Reno.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah. So, we might be having them on here in the next.
Is that the one that took over New York Pizza?
I don't know.
No, it isn't.
I don't think so.
Do you realize we have like 100 pizzerias in town? Yes, we do.
There's got to be too many because
there's got to be quite a bit of profit in that.
There has to be for as many as there is. What's your favorite pizza in Reno?
Let me think.
You're Smiling with Hope was one of the places that I think you said that you liked, right?
I know. I just had a pizza Thursday at Brew Brothers. Yeah, Brew Brothers. It was good.
Brew Brothers, really?
Is it me, but every pizza I've had lately, if they just cooked it just 90 more seconds, it would be perfect.
Right.
I don't like limp pizzas.
Yeah, I
It's sad.
I like, you know what's weird? I like thin crust pizza a little bit more than I like the thick crust. I will say that. So you kind of, sometimes with that thin crust, you get the floppy if you get a lot of like, extra toppings.
I don't like the droopiness, the floppiness. We're talking pizza, folks.
Yeah. What's your favorite pizza? Northern Nevada. 775-884-9910. We always encourage
you to
call or text in. How am I embarrassing you?
Well, this floppy talk.
You know what's embarrassing is what Remsa did to my friend this week. They let him go over some comments. I should probably keep my mouth shut. Let's just say that.
I would think so. If you ever need help in the future for Remsa, you don't want them to remember what you say.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to upset.
That's why
the wrong
I keep my mouth shut about the DMV.
That has some sort of mental issue. Anyways, okay. You're right. Oh, the DMV, speaking of mental issues. That can really drive you up
now,
the wall.
Now.
No, that can drive you up the wall.
I want my smog test to pass. Now, come on.
I'm just trying to figure out, because when they were on Galetti, things were figured out with that tech system. I could get there and get within an appointment within 15 minutes and get in and out within 30.
We taxpayers bought them this beautiful palace, and we can't get in there. It's just...
I know,
this
right?
This was supposed to make it more efficient and faster.
Well, yeah.
All right.
And you got
a break for Fox News. We'll be back with guests.
That's right. Once again, our number is 775-884-9910. We're going to be right back here next with Jeff Yoshimoto of Masters Tree Service on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.